Today's Shir Masechet Menachos Daf Pei, we will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Ayin Tes Amid Peis, in the middle of the wide lines that the Mishnah says, the Mishnah Vlad Toida. If somebody designated an animal to be a carbon Toida while it was pregnant, and then it had a baby, and the halacha is that the baby also can be brought as a carbon toida, but with different conditions, as we're going to be learning extensively. Tmurasai, the Torah Kedoshah says, Lo Yamirenu. Torah Kedoshah says one should not substitute one animal for a different animal that's being brought as a carbon. And however, the Torah says, Vimhama Yamirai, that if somebody does do such a substitution, for Haya Hu Usmurasa Ya Kaidish, both the animal that was designated and the substitute animal, Yia Kaidish, are both going to be considered Kaidish. Or, Hifrish Taida V'Avda. If somebody designated an animal to be a carbon Taida and it got lost, Av Hifrish Acheris Tachta, and then he designated another animal, and then the first animal was found. So we have now two animals that were identified to be a carbon toida. You only bring one of them as the carbon toida that you are obligated to bring. What is the halacha on the other one? The halacha is, ein atun alechem. You don't have to bring, we've been discussing extensively in our shiurim, that with the carbon toida were brought, that with the carbon toida were brought the 40 loaves, but these types of situation, that halacha does not apply. Shnema, the Vikra of Al-Zevach HaToida, Chalas, Matzis, Blulus, B'Shemin. From here we learn Toida, Tuna Lechem. The actual Toida requires that the Chalas be brought along with them. V'loi V'loda, but not the child. V'loi Chalufa, that's the case that we just spoke about, where one was lost, that we brought another one. V'loi T'murasai, the Tamura case. And all of them, the Aloch is, they don't require Lechem, the 40 Chalas don't have to be brought. So we've just discussed that when, for example, we have the pregnant carbon toida have a baby, the halacha is that the carbon is brought, but with the 40 chalas, but not the baby when it's brought as a carbon toida doesn't have the chalas. The pasuk says regarding the carbon toida in Parashat Tzav, Im al toida yakrivenu, v'hikrav al zevach ha-toida schalas matzis blulus b'shemen, begins the Brayso Torah Rabbanan ma oimer. What does it mean when it says im al toida yakriv? To teach us menayim mafish toida. If somebody designated an animal for carbon toida, v'ovda, and it got lost, v'hifrish acheres tachta, and now v'hifrish acheres tachta, and now we designated another animal, v'nimtzis, and then the original animal was found, v'nimtza rishona, and now we find the original animal, and we have here a most complicated situation. Shtayim omdus, we have both of these kabbonas here. V'nayin shem ezmem sheyitza yakrev, he could choose which of the two animals to use as the carbon toida, v'lachma ima, and you bring the 40 loaves with it. Says the Mar Tamid Loimah, the pasuk says, toida Yachriv, the one that you bring, whichever one you could bring. The Gemara, we learned in Masechta Yuma, discusses such a situation, for example, by Karban Pesach. What would be the halacha if you lost the Karban Pesach and you designated another animal and now you found the first one? Which one should you bring? And the Gemara over there has machloikus, the Afsamach Dalar Manalef, machloikus of Yosin the Chachamim. Should you specifically bring the first one, or you could bring anyone? Says the Chacham Tzvi that even though we have a machloikus by a Karban Pesach regarding a Karban Toida, everybody agrees that you could bring whichever you want. There is no specific mitzvah to bring the first one. Because by a Karban Pesach, there the halacha is that we're going to, the one we don't use is Yirat Shistav, is really going to be left to die. So therefore, the halacha has to tell us which one to bring and which one to leave to die. In our Gemara, that's not what's going to happen. Now Gemara's we're learning both of them are going to be brought. Just one's going to be with lechem, and one's going to be without lechem, so that's why it's not that critical which should be brought and which should be not brought. Tamalim atayda yakrif. Yochel shetesh tuna lechem. So if we're learning that if we're bringing the second one that as a karban taida, it should have all of the halachas of a karban taida. And it should also have to have the chalas brought with it. Tamaloima yakriveno. Echad, that only one has to have the chalas, v'loish shnayim, not both of them. Says the Gemara, says the Braisa, acha shiriba kosev, that the person, the pasuk says yakriv, to teach us that both are brought. And then we have the yakrivenu miut, to exclude the nine rabbis of lords of khalifas tavuras lakrava. How do we know that this halacha applies also, as we learned in our Mishnah, the case of a Vlad Truma, or Khalifa's Truma, or Truma, or Tmura, that all of them should be brought as a carbon taida. Tamalaima, im al taida, the word al comes to teach us that both, that all of them should be brought. The halach is that why do we have to have such a limud? So the Mefarshim explained, since we see that they're not full-fledged carbon taida, they don't have the chalas come along, so maybe included in that exclusion is that they should not be brought as a carbon taida altogether. That's why we learn from here that they are still brought as a carbon taida. Yochol yeitunas lechem. So now the halacha is maybe when we speak about such a case, that when we're speaking about a chalifa taida, so as we just discussed, we have two carbon taidas in front of you. We don't need two carbon taida. So maybe we could understand that there, the second one doesn't have to have lechem. But in a vlad, which is just an extension of the mother, maybe there it should have to have, it should have to have lechem. Tamalayim, the pasuk says, v'hikrav al zevach ha-taida, to teach us, taida tuna lachma, only the actual carbon taida requires lechem, v'lai v'ladav, v'lai chalufa, v'lai t'marasa. In all these situations, the halacha does not require, the Torah does not require the loaves be brought along with it. Says the Gemara, Shalchlei, Rabbi Yochanan Mishmeid, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chanina Mishmeid, Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan, commenting about we're learning in our Mishnah, Lo Shana Alach Kapara. When is the halacha that the second carbon taida doesn't have lechem is only after the first one was brought. Alef Nei Kapara. If the first one was not yet brought, Tuna Lechem, then it would require lechem. And it drills down the Gemara. Havi Rav Amram. So Rav Amram tried to understand what we just learned. Ahai. And what is the case? What is the case that Rabbi Yochanan is referring to? Ilema, if we're speaking about Chalifei Taidas Chayimah. And there's a very big discussion that what is called a Taidas Chayimah. What's the definition of a Taida that is a Chayimah? There's two ways that Rishonim learn. One way of learning is that there's a number of ways, as we always discuss, how one could obligate himself to bring a carbon. Is it a harei zu, where he designates a specific animal, or he says harei olai? When somebody says harei olai, the halacha is that he's only chay. When he says harei olai, the halacha is that even if something were to happen to the animal he designated, the halacha will be that you'll have to bring another animal. Whereas if we said harei zu and something happens to that animal, then you don't have to bring another one. So that's called a Taidus Chayva, because even if something happens, it's going to be replaced. That's one Mahalach and Rishayim. Another Mahalach and Rishayim is that we know that the Gemara Masech the Brachas teaches us who are the ones that are Chayv L'Haydus. Who are the ones that have to bring a carbon Taidus? The Gemara says, Abam Tzrichim L'Haydus. Yadei Ayam, people that went through the sea, Halchim Edbarius, people who traveled through the desert, Misha Yechaylov and Nisrapa, somebody was ill and got well, Misha Yechavis Bebeis Asurin V'yotza, or somebody who was in prison and get out. So the question is, the Mefarshim say, in understanding this Gemara, that perhaps only somebody that is in those that experience these four situations that we just mentioned are obligated to bring a carbon taida, which means as follows. We could always bring a carbon taida. That many suggest that a person could bring a carbon taida every day. But these are situations that the halacha requires that one should bring a carbon taida. And that's going to be definition of what's learned in the Gemara, taida's chayva. It wasn't just that somebody brought a taida, he wants to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which we all should constantly be thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all that he does for us. But rather, he's a chayva, he experienced one of these situations. So, havi by Rav Amram. Again, says the Gemara, hi. Where did Rabbi Yochanan say his halacha that there's a difference if there was kapara or not? Ilamach lufei toides chayda, but somebody was obligated himself to bring a carbon toida. We're going to learn because he said a ray lie, and then his carbon toida got lost, and he brought a different one instead, and now the first one was found, and that's where Rabbi Yochanan says that if he brings the first one as the carbon, he doesn't have to bring the chalas with the second one. But if he did not yet bring the first one for his obligation, so he brings the second one, then he has to bring the challah. Says the Gemara, what is Rabbi Yochanan teaching us if that's the case? If the second animal that was designated is the one that's being used for the carbon taida, and therefore the halachi is you have to bring it, you have to bring the lechem with it, tanina, that has already been taught. And if we're referring to a situation where the person already used the first animal for his carbon taida, and therefore now, even though he's bringing the second animal as a carbon, but he doesn't have to use it for a carbon taida, he doesn't have to bring the chalas, that also, Tanina, have we learned? Says the Gemara, what we're learning about is a case, Ela Khalifa Taidas Nadova, that he did not say Harei Elai, which causes a very serious obligation. Rather, he said Harezu Toida. By saying Harezu Toida, he's not chayiv in if anything were to happen to it. And therefore, if something happens to it, he doesn't have to bring another carbon. He said Harezu. He obligated himself with this carbon. This carbon is not here. He doesn't have to bring another one. Says Rabbi Yochanan that if he brings another carbon, then so now it depends. If he's going to use, if he used the first one, then that has the chalas, and the second one won't have chalas. Then ask the Gemara, Khalifa Nadova should bein lefnekapar, bein lachakpar, tunis lachem. When he lost the first carbon, and again, as we said, we're speaking about a case where he said, Harezu Toida, and by saying Harezu Toida, what he means to say is that he's not obligated. He's not obligating to bring a carbon, so he has no obligation anymore. Now, when he is bringing the second animal as a carbon, that's not just some sort of a substitute that we could have a discussion, as we learned from the Psukim, is there a chalas or not? This is a situation of bringing a new carbon taida. The Gemara says, mar b'taidasu. This is considered a situation where he's just bringing a new carbon taida. And if he's bringing a new carbon taida, he's certainly obligated to bring chalas with it. Ella, says the Gvara, avlat taidus nadava. We're speaking about a case, like we said from the beginning of the shir, he designated a pregnant animal for a car, he designated a pregnant animal, had a baby, and now he's bringing the baby as a carbon taida. And Rabbi Yochanan is differentiating if when you are bringing the baby. Is it before the mother was brought as a carbon or after? Ask the Gemara, if that's the case, then bein lefnei kapara, bein lachak kapara, what does it make a difference if the mother was brought or not brought? Ain't tuna lechem, there should be no chiv for lechem, because this is a case of moisa the taida. It's a case of moisa the taida. And since it's a case of Moisa Taida, there's no chiv of lechem. Ella, says the Gemara, of la Taidus Chayda. Again, we're speaking about a case where the person obligated himself by saying, Karei Olai Taida. and he designated an animal, and that animal had a baby. And Rabbi Yochanan is teaching us that we're to bring the baby before the mother, lifnei kapara, tonal lechem, because even though the mother was not lost, since he is bringing the baby as the primary obligation of karban taida, so if he's fulfilling his obligation with that baby, then that's a karban taida. It requires the lechem. And if it's la'acha kapara, if he already brought the mother, then ain't tonal lechem, because he already was mekayim the mitzvah with the mother, and therefore the baby is only going to be in the category of ma'aser taida. And therefore, says Rabbi Yochanan, that you could be that you don't have to bring the lechem with it. Says the Gemara, but if that's what we're speaking about, ask my Kamashma, what is Rabbi Yochanan coming to teach us? Comes tomorrow to teach us, Rabbi Yochanan is teaching us a very important chiddush. The kesover that Adam is kapa b'shvach hegdish, that even though the baby is only shvach hegdish, it's not the animal that we were magdish, it's only the baby that came from the mother. So the halacha is that it still could serve as the primary carbon. So says Rabbi Aaron Kotlai, so to say, that what's the chiddush? He says, because by other kabbanas, specifically a carbon chatos, when one does aveira and he designates an animal for carbon chatos, what does that designation mean? What that designation means is that by me designating this animal for carbon, it's part of the kapara process. So we would think that maybe the same as by carbon taida. Teaches us the Gemara that carbon taida, since it's not for Aveira, the halacha is you could use the baby in the same place as the mother. Because the whole purpose, as I understand, is to express our thanks to Hashem, and doesn't make a difference which animal is used. Abaya asked this question on Rabbi Yochanan. What is Rabbi Yochanan meaning to teach us? And he said the same teretz as we just learned. And it manami, says the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Yisrael ben Yosef, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Chalufei Toidus Nadova, Bein Lefnei Kapara, Bein Lach Kapara, Tunim Lachem. Require Lachem, because Marbe Toidusu. He's just bringing another Karm Toida. However, Vlad Toidus Nadova, Bein Lefnei Kapara, Bein Lach Kapara, Ein Tunim Lachem. Why? Because the Moist the Toidahu. Vlad Toidus Chayva, which is in a case of Harei Alai, Lifnei Kapara, if you haven't yet brought the mother as the Karban Taida, and you're going to use the baby instead, Tunim Lechem, that becomes the primary Karban Taida. Lach Kapara, but if you're bringing the baby after you use the mother, then Ain Tunim Lechem, because it's not the primary Karban Taida. And since it's not the primary Karban Taida, as we learned earlier in this year, there is no chiv of lechem. There's a very famous halacha that is often cited in the Kotchin. And that is the case of Chomesh Chatas Hamesos. There are cases where Karban Chatas is left to die. Vlad Chatas, Tmuras Chatas, Chatas Shemesu Balea, Chatas Sheavdov in the Skapa Balea Ba'achar, Chatas Sheavr Shenosa. And there's a halacha L'Moshe Mesinai that in all these cases, even though we've been speaking about meiser of a carbon, and normally the meiser of a carbon, the money at least, is used for oilus ketzer mizbeach. Here, the halacha is that these animals are left to die. The Chazal teaches they're put into a cell and they expire on their own. Vlad Chatas is a case where somebody was magdish an animal that was not pregnant. And after you were magdish it, it became pregnant and had a baby. So the entire kedusha that this baby has is only because it was born to a mother that was already hegdish. And therefore, the halacha is you can't use that baby. And therefore, the halacha is, as we just said for Aaron, a chatas is different than a taida. But let's say somebody was magdish an animal while it was pregnant and had the baby. So there's a question in there is a machlokes if you can or can use the baby for carbon chatas, and it's certainly not the case of lat chatas that we just spoke about. Rather, it's like a case that we're going to be discussing of hamafrishtei chatas lachrayis. If somebody designated two animals, he was concerned that he's chayv a carbon chatas, and he designated two animals because he was concerned something may happen. And there, it's not one of the chatas hamesis. Says the Gemara, Amish Shmuel. So Shmuel makes a rule. Kosh b'chatas mesa, wherever the halacha says that, that this is a case that the karma chatas is put to death, but toida, if you're bringing such a karma toida, ain't tuna lechem. It will be a case where you don't bring the chalas. The kosh b'chatas roya, but where the halacha by karma chatas is that the animal is left to become a balmum, and after it's left to become a balmum, we redeem it, and we use the money for Hegdish. In that case, if you had a similar case by Karm Taida, the loch is Tuna Lechem, that Taida would have to have the Chalas with it. Moser of Amram, and what asked Rav Amram on this, the Brisa says, the Pasuk says in Parashat Tzav, Ma Oimad Taida Yakriv, to teach us, Menayim Mafish Taida Vada, if somebody designated an animal for Karm Taida and it got lost, Vifish Acheris Tachtel, and now he designated another animal, the Nimtzus HaRishoyna, and the first animal is found. So now V'reishteim Oimdus. So we have both of those Kabbonis in front of us. V'nayim Mezuzem Yitzu Yakriv, you could choose whichever one of those two animals to bring as the carbon, V'lachma Ima, and you bring the Chalas with it, Tamaloymer Toide Yakriv, you could use whichever one, Yochel Teishnei Tuna Lechem, but what do you do with the other carbon? Says the Gemara, Yachal Teishni Tuna Lechem, Tamalaymi Yakriv Venu, Echad Velashnaim. Only one of those kabbonis is required, has to have lechem, not both. That's the Aloch Be Karmen Toida. Continues the Braisa, Vilaga Bechatz Kai Gavna, Wabli Aloch Be Karmen Chatas, Royed, the Deed Aloch is Royed, the Tanan, as we just mentioned. The Tanan, the Mishnah teaches us from a sect of Tamur Daf Chop Beis on the Beis. Hifresh Chatosav Avdoi. If somebody designated Karmel Chatas and it got lost, Hifresh Achreya Tachten, then he designates another one. The Nimtzus Rishon, and now the first one is found. Vareshteim Oimdus. And now we have both Kabbonis in front of us. Meskaper Ba'achsmen. Use one of them. Vishni Yatunamus. And the second one should be left to die. Divri Rebbe. V'cham Oimrim. The Chamim disagree. And they say, Ein Chatas Mesa. Chatas shekipper baleha is elish nimtzus la'achvish niskaper balaim. Only in a case that this was found after the carbon chatas was brought. Ha, this is a case shekodim shniskaper balaim that the owner has not yet affected a carbon. Says the Gemara, the halacha is roya. So that means if you found the carbon chatas according to the chachamim before you brought one, the halacha is roya. But we just learned that by a toida, if you used one, the other one doesn't have lechem. But Shmuel began this piece of Gemara, the Gemara is asking, that wherever by carbon chatas it's roya, by carbon toida you bring chalas. But according to the Rabbanon, that isn't true. We just found a case that by chatas it's roya, and by toida it's brought without the chalas. Answers the Gemara Shmuel Karevi Svirle. Shmuel holds like Rebbe, Dama Avuda B'Shas Afrosha. If the animal was still lost when we designated the second animal, the halacha is that one should be brought, and the halacha is one should be brought, and the other one mesa, the other one should be left. The other one should be left to die. Ella Royal Rebbe. But now ask the Gemara. This is the way to understand the Gemara's question. Obviously, the Gemara is speaking about a case. Shmuel is saying a halacha that makes sense. So Shmuel said that in a case by chatas it's roya, by karmen toida you will bring lechem. So first we have to find, says the Gemara, if the Gemara is saying that Shmuel paskins like Rebbe, we have to find the case that will be roy, according to Rebbe, that the corresponding case by Toida will bring it with challah. El roy le Rebbe hechem shkach sla. And since the Gemara could Rebbe Yishia, Dama Rebbe Yishia, hifrish techatis lachrayis. If somebody designates two animals, b'skapa be'ezishim yirtzon. If somebody wants to bring two kabonis, then the halach is m'skapa she'ezish yirtzon. You could use whichever you choose, v'shnei yitira. So Tosfos asks a question that the halach is that a karmach chatas cannot come as a nedava. You could only bring a karmach chatas if you're mechuyev in a karmach chatas. So Tosfos wants to know, what's the case of the Gemara? That here we have an individual designated because he was concerned that something's going to happen, two animals for his karmach chatas. Since the halach is that you can't designate one animal after the other animal, because you can't just designate an animal for karmach chatas, there's a rule that is often stated in Shas. That kol she'enu b'zach hazeh, Masechta Kedushin, kol she'enu b'zach hazeh, anything that can be not done one after the other can't be done simultaneously. So how do we understand what's the case of this Gemara where he brought two kabbalas? So Tosfos says, the case is where he designated two animals and he said, I'm going to bring both. That's how one of the two. That's what Tosfos explains. The Karen Oira has a different explanation. Yes, he says, one cannot designate an animal for karmach chatas unless he's mechuyev in a karmach chatas. And here we're saying that he designated one animal for karmach chatas, so how could he designate the second one? Explains the Karen Oira that since he has not yet brought the karmach chatas, that's not called a case where he's not mechuyev, that he's not obligated in a karmach chatas. And since it's not considered a case that he's not mechuyev in a karmach chatas, the halacha does allow him to bring the second animal, to designate a second animal. Says the Gemara. So that's going to be the case of roya by chatas. And Shmuel's rule that we began with was that wherever we have a roya by karmach chatas, by carbon toida you'll bring lechem. But ask the Gemara, v'gabe toida kai gavna, have we not been learning in this case that by toida ain't toida lechem? Says the Gemara. So Shmuel's rule just doesn't work. Says the Gemara. Shmuel krav Shimon sirilei. Says the Gemara. Shmuel holds like Rav Shimon. Dama chamish chatas mesa. The five cases of chamish chatas mesa, and one of them is chatas shneskapa baal ba'cheref. And then, and Shmuel holds like Rav Shimon that it, under all cases that it's mesa, and that's why it makes no difference when the other animal was designated, etc. And that's why by Toida there won't be in lechem. Says the Gemara, but that's still a problem. Because Shmuel said that wherever by Chatas is Roya, by Toida you'll bring lechem. But ask the Gemara, Roya Rav Shimon less they klal. Rav Shimon doesn't have any concept of Roya. Says the Gemara, Shmuel nami tchadukamar. All Shmuel said was that kosh b'chatas mesa, but toida ain't toida lechem. Shmuel says the Gemara was not speaking about Roya. Why was Shmuel not speaking about Roya? Because according to Shmuel, there is no case of Roya. Says the Gemara, my kamash malon. And what is Shmuel teaching us? Says the Gemara, lefukim v'Rabbi Yochanan, damar adam schap b'shvach hegdish, that if the animal that's hegdish, you could use for a carbon, kamash malon. And that's why Rabbi Yochanan said, if that's the animal, if the baby is the animal you used for the karmach toida, you'll have to bring the chalas with it. Kamashim on Shmuel, the Shmuel is coming to teach us the loy, that you can't use the vlad hegdish, and therefore it's always going to be considered maisa toida, and therefore you'll never bring lechem with it, because Shmuel says that kol shebechatas mesa by karmach toida Eina tuna lechem, and one of the cases of vlad chatas that's mesa, one of the cases of chatas shemesa is vlad chatas, and therefore Shmuel will disagree with Rabbi Yochanan that the vlad chatas, even if you bring it before the mother, cannot serve as the primary karma chatas. Amar Baba, if somebody said zu toida v'zu lachma, if he said he brought it with Lashon Harei Zu, which we said earlier in our shir, when somebody uses that type of warning, it means that there's no achrayis. V'avad alechem, and then the lechem got lost. The halacha is, even though he said Harei Zu, maybe lachma, he still has to bring the lechem. Because since he had said Harei Zu, the Harei Zu, and he has the carbon still, he's going to have to replace the lechem. However, if he said Harei Zu, and as we keep on saying in our shir, by saying Harei Zu, it means that if something happens to that animal, you have no responsibility. And there, of the toida, ena mevi toida acheres. Then you won't have to bring a new carbon toida, even though you still have the lechem of the original carbon toida. My tama, what's the reason? Says the Gemara, because lechem legalal toida. The lechem is secondary to the carbon toida. And once we're still obligated to bring the carbon toida, we have to bring the chalas no matter what. I saw a beautiful vart that the Chayza said in the name of Reshmelka Menikusberg. Lechem, we do gashmius. Everything has to be glal toida. It has to be the order that we should be able to say thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'loi toida, but while we say toida, when we damn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our main consideration should not be glal lechem. We have to always remember what is the primary and what is the secondary. What's important and what's not important. The lechem is glal toida, but the toida is not glal lechem. Vamarava hifresh mazlo toidosoi. If somebody designated money for his carbon toida, then it's oisru, and now he has leftover money after buying the animal. Maybe by lechem, he could use that money for the lechem. However, lechme toida, if he designated money for the lechme toida for Naisru, and he has leftover money, you can't bring with that money a carbon toida. Says the Gemara, my tama, what's the reason for this halacha, tries the Gemara to understand. Elam Mishim de Rav Kahana is the reason because what Rav Kahana said. Dom Rav Kahana menayim lachme toida shenikru toida. How do we know that the lachme toida is still called toida? Shnev vikra azavich. How toidus chalas matzus, and that teaches us that the chalas are considered also carbon toida. So then the halacha asked the Gemara, yihachi ifchanami. Then it should be the other way around. That even if he had leftover money from the lachmi toida, he should be able to use it for carbon toida. And if so, why did Rava say that if you have leftover money, you can use it for the carbon toida? Answers the Gemara, lechem ikri toida. The Torah says that the lechem is included in the carbon toida. Toida la'ikri lechem. Again, really a repetition of what we just said, that the toida is what primary and the lechem is secondary versus this case where that's why the lechem gets the leftover money of the toida to be used for lechem. But the leftover money cannot... The leftover money from the lechem cannot be used for carbon toida. Says the Gemara, Vamarava, Hifrish Tadasava Avdai. If somebody designated a carbon toida and it got lost, now he designated another animal, Vavda. And now he designated a second animal, Vinimtsu Arishinus. We now all the lost animals were found. And now we're in a situation very shloshed and omdos. We have all three animals. We have all three animals in front of us. The Skapa Rishayna, if he chooses to use the first animal, then the Aloch is a Shni Einatun Lachem. The second animal that you'll bring will be considered Maisa Taida or Chalufa Taida that we learned at the beginning of our Shir doesn't have Lechem. The shlishis, the third animal, the halacha is, will be chayiv in lechem. Neskapa b'shlishis, continues the Gemara, if you use the third animal, shniya ain't a tuna lechem, because that's considered chalufi toida, but the rishayna tuna lechem. If you choose to use the second animal, them tzoros, then shneim, both the first animal and the third animal, ain't tunis lechem, because they're both going to be in the in the category of chalufei taida, which we're learning that chalufei taida don't require lechem. Abaye Amar, Abaye disagrees with Rava. Abaye's opinion is, afilo niskapa be'achs mehen, it makes no difference which of these three animals you choose to be your carbon taida, shteim ein tunis lechem. The other two kabanas, the other two animals, will not require carbon lechem, kula chalifa dadadi denu. They're all considered chalipin. And since they all started, the way I saw the Briskarov explained the Gemara, it all started from your first act of being magdish, an animal for carbon taida. And since they all started from that original first act, the halacha is that they're all considered in the category of chalifa taida. Amar Rav Zeira, the kelim in chatas. Says Rav Zeira, the same thing will be when we speak about a karmel chatas. Hefresh chatoso, if somebody designated a karmel chatas for avda and it got lost, and then he designated another animal and it got lost. And then he designated a third animal. And now all the animals are found. For a shlosh namdus, we have all three animals in front of us. The skap of Rishoyna, if you choose to use the first animal, Shnei Thomas, it's considered chalufi chatas. And we just learned the chalufi chatas lamisa azlas. The shlishis, tira. And the third one will be left to Tira. We can't be paid it when it's healthy. Halacha that we often have quoted. A healthy animal that's hegdish cannot be redeemed, but we wait for it to become a balmum, and then we're paid it. The skapa b'shlishis, if he chose to use the third animal, Shniya Thomas, it's considered the chalufi Shniya for Shoyna Tira. The skapa b'mtsos, if he chose to use the second animal, the halacha is that shneim yamusu, that both the first and the third are considered chalufi chatas, and we're learning in our shurim that chalufi chatas lemisa azla. Abaye Amar, and Abaye again, says the Gemara, afilin skapa ba'achas mehem, it makes no difference which one of these three you chose to bring, shteim yamusu, the other two animals are left to die, shekula chalifin da'adadin anu, they're all in the category of chalifin, and since they're all in the category of chalifin, the halacha is that they're all left to die. Says the Gemara, Rav Zeira began by saying v'kein le'inyan chatas. So the question is, whatever opinion we're going to follow, the opinion of Rava or Abaya, the svara of chalufi chatas or chalufi taida, and the halacha of chalufi chatas and the chalufi taida are applicable. So what's Azari mean to say with the words of Kaelin and Chattis? Answer the Gemara Matatema, Hossam, who declamed by Kabin Taida, we would say that if you chose if one is the Kabin Taida, and one is the Khalifa Taida, and the third one will be able to be brought as a Kabin Taida. Why? Because Mabri B'taydasu, a concept that we keep on repeating, you can bring as many carbon taydas as you want. So if the circumstances allow, we can bring more carbon taydas. Aval hocha, by carbon chattis, as we keep on repeating, you can only bring a carbon chattis if you're mechuyiv to bring a carbon chattis. So we cannot apply a concept, the leklamem Mabri B'taydasu, emaloi, and therefore everybody will agree that it's chalifa chatas, kamashmon, that according to Rava, even by chatas, we're going to say the same vart. Tanya Rav Chiya begins the Gemara. Rav Chiya taught us toidish nis'av b'tumarasoy. Somebody made a substitute for the carbon toida, and we have these two animals that are mixed together. Mesa achsmehen. And now one of these two animals die, and we don't know which is the animal that died. Was it the toida or the tumura? Chaverta, the one that's left alive, and like the kana, cannot be brought as a carbon. Because heichinavet, exactly what should we do? Nakrib lechem ba'adah, should we bring it and bring chalas with it? Dilma tamurihi, maybe it's a tamura. And we began the beginning of our shiur today, that the Mishnah taught us that a tamura's chatos is not allowed to have, doesn't have lechem. Loi nakrib lechem ba'adah, to say that we should bring it without the lechem, but maybe talmud taidahi. Maybe it's the full-fledged carbon taida, and the full-fledged carbon taida has to have the lechem with it. So ask the Gemara wants to drill down. Hey, Chidam, exactly what happened over here? Idi Amma, if somebody said, Harei Olai Taida, and as we say, when you use the words Harei Olai Taida, you have now taken upon yourself to bring a carbon taida, and even if something's going to happen to your carbon, the halacha is you have to replace it. You have to bring a carbon taida. So let him bring with the animal that's alive, another animal for lechem, and also bring along with it lechem, and make the following declaration. Vilema. Ihach the kaima, if the one that is still alive, the one that is alive from the original batch, is the tamura. So, ihach the kaima tamura hi, ha taida, the new animal I designated, va lachma, and the lechem that I'm bringing with it, is the new carbon taida, and the original animal is not going to be, is a tamura taida that you can always bring. Yehach the kaima, if the one that is alive from the original pair is the taida, so now I have lachma for her, and the other animal should be considered like a carbon taida that was bought for a chrayis. And we learned in our shiur today that if you bring a carbon which was an chrayis carbon, which was the backup carbon to the carbon taida, you bring it, but you bring it without lachem. Says the Gemara, Leitzricha, the case that the Brice is speaking about, the Dama Zu, that he donated it with the words Hare Zu, and he's not Chayiv in Achrayis. Now, in that case, he can't bring another animal and say that if the one that died was the Tamura, this should be instead of the first one, because it's not the first one, there's no further obligation, and therefore, this entire procedure would not work under those circumstances.